Welcome to Twist for the week of October 30th. This is Sarah McGann from KPMG's Washington National Tax State and Local Tax Practice. Today, we're covering a Kansas notice addressing a recent corporate income tax rate reduction and a decision from a California appellate court upholding the validity of a corporate income tax ballot initiative. On the sales tax side, we have decisions from the Utah Tax Commission and the New York Division of Tax Appeals. Back in September, the Secretary of the Kansas Department of Revenue filed a notice in the Kansas Register announcing that the normal corporate income tax rate will be reduced from 4% to 3.5% effective January 1, 2024. It was unclear initially whether the rate reduction would need to be blended for fiscal year taxpayers. In a recent notice, the department appears to confirm that the rate reduction to 3.5% applies effective for tax years beginning in 2024. In California, an appeals court rejected the company's assertion that Proposition 39 was invalid because it violated the single subject rule for ballot initiatives. Recall Proposition 39, which was approved by voters in 2012, mandated that most corporate taxpayers use single sales factor apportionment in the corresponding market day sourcing rules. The measure also created a special apportionment rule for cable companies and created a fund for clean energy projects. The taxpayer had asserted that the special tax break for cable companies had no reasonable connection to the proposition's overall purpose of funding the creation of clean energy jobs, and therefore the measure was invalid. Now on to sales tax news. An ALJ for the New York Division of Tax Appeals issued a lengthy decision concluding that a party supply retailer properly collected and remitted sales tax on certain items of clothing. The auditor had concluded that the items at issue were costumes, which are not exempt from New York State and certain local sales taxes. In reaching this conclusion, the ALJ rejected the auditor's reliance on how the items were marketed and presented in stores and found that the descriptions on receipts provided to purchasers governed the taxability. Finally, an ALJ for the Utah State Tax Commission concluded that a taxpayer owed sales tax on subscription fees charged to customers for access to streaming services. During the audit period, the streaming services platform included both online streaming as well as the ability to download programming for viewing offline. Although streaming services are not taxable in Utah, the commission concluded that the taxpayer was selling a bundled transaction that consisted of the streaming services and the offline download feature. Because one product in the bundle was subject to tax, the entire bundled transaction was subject to taxation. Thank you for listening to Twist this week, and stay well.